The force washed over him in a wave, and a million possible futures flickered through his mind simultaneously. In some, the Emperor was no more. In others, he had transformed the entire galaxy into an empty wasteland. He saw both Revan's triumph and defeat in the throne room. He saw variations of his own life and death played out over and over in every conceivable way, shape, and form. He had to choose, but there was no way to know which was the most likely outcome, or what actions of his would lead to which results. Revan had said visions could guide the Jedi, but for Scourge they brought nothing but confusion. The moment passed, and the universe began to move again, though everything seemed to be happening in slow motion. Revan and Mitra stepped forward, ready to initiate the final confrontation. Scourge knew he had to act now. He had to make his choice. In a sudden moment of clarity, he saw the Emperor lying defeated at the feet of a powerful Jedi. But that Jedi was neither Revan nor Mitra. And the Sith Lord knew what he had to do. Instead of advancing with his two companions, Scourge stepped to the side so that he was standing directly behind Mitra. There was a flicker in his consciousness as the universe snapped back to full speed, and he slid the blade of his lightsaber between her shoulders. Mitra gasped and toppled forward, dead before she hit the floor. Revan's head snapped to the side, shock and horror emanating from him even though his mask hid his expression. The distraction gave the Emperor the opportunity he needed, and he unleashed another blast of lightning into the Jedi's chest. Scourge could smell burning flesh as Revan screamed once, then collapsed to the ground, unconscious. The Emperor turned to face Scourge, and the Sith Lord dropped to one knee, head bowed in supplication.
"Explain yourself,"
the Emperor said. And Scourge knew if he chose his words poorly, they would be the last he ever spoke.
"The Jedi was working with Nyriss," he said, speaking quickly. "He claimed he had once been your servant, but that he had returned to destroy you. I knew I was not strong enough to defeat him by myself, so I lured him here to face you. Why didn't you mention this when you told me about Nyriss's betrayal?" "I didn't know," Scourge lied. "I only found out after the guard raised her stronghold. The Jedi sought me out. They knew I worked for Nyriss. They never suspected that I was the one who had betrayed her."
"So you led them to me?"
"I knew they could never defeat you," Scourge said. "So I played along, waiting for my chance to turn on them and prove my loyalty to you once more."
"If this is true, then you must finish it."
Scourge nodded and rose to his feet. He walked over to Revan, bent down, and ripped off his helmet. The Jedi's face was badly burned, the outline of his mask indelibly seared into his cheeks and forehead. He was still unconscious, his body in shock from his wounds. Without medical attention, he would die soon anyway. The Sith Lord raised his lightsaber to deliver the coup de grace. He brought his arm down, but it suddenly stopped, as if an invisible and impossibly strong hand had seized his wrist. He glanced back at the Emperor in surprise.
"Put away your blade. You have passed the test. But Revan can still be of use to me."
Despite his curiosity, Scourge knew better than to ask how. He couldn't risk anything that might make it appear he was concerned about the Jedi's fate. To sell his lie, he had to make it seem as if everything he had done had been for the most obvious and selfish of reasons.
"Twice I have stopped those who have sought to defeat you," he said, extinguishing his blade and bowing before the Emperor. "I trust you will remember this when you select the members of the new Dark Council."
The Emperor smiled, and Scourge's entire body went cold.
"I promise you will be given your just reward."